Exclusive: NYC Councilwoman Vicky Palladino on Daniel Penny trial. How many Good Samaritans is this going to turn away? By Hannah Knudsen on December 5, 2024. New York City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino fears that the blatant targeting of Daniel Penny, the U.S. Marine veteran on trial regarding the chokehold death of Jordan Neely in New York City, will turn other Good Samaritans away, making the remarks during a Thursday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. What stood out to me was how politicized the DA office is. She was a disgrace. She was a liar. She was despicable. She actually made it sound as if Daniel Penny had a mission to accomplish that day, and that was to kill poor Daniel Neely, Palladino said, referencing the mentally ill homeless man who allegedly screamed threats on a train in New York City, prompting Penny and others to intervene. That is what she made it sound like, but she was hardcore, progressive left-wing, tied to Black Lives Matter. She is politicized. She is the DA Bragg's worst, one of his worst, she said, noting that Bragg did not come in for the closing arguments of Daniel Penny's attorney. No. He came in for the second half of a day after lunch. And we sat there, my chief of staff and I, and he was right across the aisle for me, maybe 8 feet from me, and to see this man up close. He's sickening, and this is what he wants. He came in to listen to her crucify Daniel Penny. And it was horrific. So how this young man sat there. He is a hero, she said, explaining that Bragg's office has a mission. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Vicky Palladino, December 5, 2024. And their mission is that there is no crime in New York. That you don't pay for crimes in New York, unless they want to race bait you. This was race baited, make no mistake, because and they shove it in our faces. Palladino said, explaining that the DA turned it into something that it wasn't. And with the frustration that you feel watching it, you have to understand there's 12 people there, right? She said, holding on to hope that just one has doubt. And now I'm watching juror that were sitting back, sit up. I'm trying to read some body language there, praying for one juror to have the common sense to know that we need these Good Samaritans. The police took 8 minutes to respond. They were trapped in a subway car. This man came to her rescue. How many Good Samaritans is this going to turn away now? She asked. People want to jump in and try to help. No, maybe they're going to sit on the train and keep their earbuds in. Maybe Daniel Penny should have done the same thing. 26 years old today, and they're going to decide whether or not you're going to go to jail for 15 years protecting innocent people on a train, she stressed. People deal with people every single day. You can't move. The doors don't open while the train is moving. You can't get off the train quick enough. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.